I've been kind of on the hunt for land and for a place to make cider for, I don't know, over 15 years at least. And so I started, years ago, I started working in the wine industry did that for about 4 or 5 years. And part of that, I went over to Northern France and did a bit of a work at a cidery in Northern France in Brittany, after working in the Mosel on the wine harvest. And cider, I think, always kind of spoke to me because it's a little less pretentious than wine. And it, in our climate and in our area, part of the world, apples are, you know, they generally do a lot better than grapes. There's some very, very particular places, in BC where grapes can be grown, and more as we get climate change, but, it's cider's a bit more accessible. And so that kind of started the dream of like, wanting to make cider. For me, my mom is both my parents are retired, but my mother was an artist, and my dad was a biologist, as a scientist, and fermenting is kind of that perfect little balance between art and science. And so that's kind of how it sparked. There's a lot of different backstories. My grandpa lived in Cedar and made an old apple press. And so I would go there and press apple juice with him in the fall. And then I started just kind of making hobby cider every fall by going out and finding apple trees and scrumping just doing whatever I could to find some juice to ferment and bubble away. Then Kate and I we got together and she caught a cider bug and
his passion is very infectious. When we first started dating, he would take me into the shed where all of the concoctions were brewing, and most of it tasted really good, and I didn't realize I guess most of it.
Not all of it. definitely gone some, yeah, had some cider that needed to be distilled or thrown in. You know.
But like so many people that we have together since brought into the shed or now the basement, my initial thoughts were, oh yeah, I'm not really a cider person, because I didn't realize what cider could be. And so when I realized, you know, how good it is, and then when we started pressing together, I caught the bug and loved the process. We kind of switched roles, and I became the primary cider maker as we came over. We sold Colin's house in Squamish and moved over to Nanaimo, and it's given me a little bit of time to catch up to all the learning that he's had through experimenting. And yeah, I've definitely fully caught the bug and jumped on the cider train. You know, I've always seen my direction or my life going in one of two directions, and that was either continuing to live abroad for years, which I did, or starting some kind of a hobby farm. And so it wasn't so much the business as the farming that drew me in. Farming is definitely a lifestyle that I enjoy. And so, I mean, we're yet to open our cidery. I think I'm going to enjoy that, but I definitely enjoy the farming side. Yeah.
Okay, so we first got into cider making through our antique shop. We purchased an antique cider mill many years ago, and we started using that to make apple juice for our customers at the shop. And then one year I decided that I was going to try making some of that hard cider. And so I started doing research into how to make cider. And I discovered that there was a lot of American history behind cider making that that I didn't know about. And I was very intrigued about the historical aspect of cider making and all the traditional cider apples that were used, the people that made the cider. And it just really appealed to me. And I wanted to learn more and go deeper into that whole aspect of American culture that we pretty much have forgotten about. And so that's really how I got started in cider making.
So we're in Nanaimo, British Columbia. So I've chatted with your colleagues at Juicing Systems, because we're gonna have a lot of apples that we're gonna need to press. And we have like some things that we've kind of like rigged together that I think will get us by the first couple of years. But we've kind of gone, we've approached the cider problem, and I guess the cider problem that we're trying to fix is, I typically, and this is changing, and it's changing really quickly, which is really exciting, but in years past, have never really been able to find ciders that I really like. And so the problem that we're trying to solve is to make like some ciders that we're getting really stoked about. And there's a lot of other producers that are doing that too. And so I feel like we're kind of a little bit riding a wave. But yeah, we planted our orchard in the thick of the pandemic of the spring of 2020. We bought our farm at the very, very end of 2019. And we bought our roots and went down to Oregon to pick them up from some of the nurseries there, had them grafted and planted fresh grafts in the ground. We planted 5,000 cider apple trees, bittersweet cider apple trees, because I am a fan of low acid bitter ciders. And we figured we could get acidic apples if we needed to, because that's something that's growing. And so yeah, our trees are hopefully gonna produce, knock on wood, this fall, and we're gonna have our first commercial cider available hopefully in the late winter of 2023 or early part of 2024, depending on how the bubbling goes. Young trees tend to produce juice that ferments pretty quickly, and so we'll see how that all goes, and then offering it in earnest, probably mostly just from the farm initially, and then hopefully further afield after that. So, and we've had a little girl, Esme, who's learning all about the farm in the last year. So life is busy. But that's kind of where we're at right now. We're at the very, very start of the cider journey, and pretty excited. It's a bit of a crazy thing to take. Our farm was just fallow hay fields, and so just to put all the infrastructure, put the irrigation, like we didn't have any irrigation, we didn't have any power, like we've had to kind of go right from the pulling the stumps out of the ground to kind of getting production. And the coastal British Columbia is a tough place to grow apples. And we knew that. We're in Nanaimo for a bunch of reasons, family reasons, and portability, and it's a pretty lovely place to live. But it's a tough place to grow apples, and so we're figuring out how to do that and how to solve that problem. Because I'm convinced that people will buy our cider, I'm convinced that we can do it.
Right now, I say that we're in expansion. We have just taken over the operation of our apple growers orchard beginning last year, and so we're in the process of learning how to grow traditional cider apples. So there's a lot to learn and a lot to do, but we're really excited about being able to actually be a branch of bottle cidery and have control over every aspect of the cider making. This was critical for us to secure the source of our apples. And for our cider, it's all about the apples. If we don't have these traditional cider apples, then we don't have a company. So we wanted to make sure that we had a guaranteed source. And the best way to do that is to grow them yourself. Well, it is a lot more work. Right now at this stage in our country, I think that there's not really a good network of people growing traditional cider apples. We're talking about like Kingston Black and Brown Snout and Harrison, Dabinet. These are apples that aren't really being grown on a large scale anywhere. And so if you want to use those apples, you either have to know someone or be in a area like here in Washington, where we do have a few growers that are offering apples. And we hope to be able to offer excess apples to cider makers here in Washington, because we're gonna have about 200 bins of apples this year, and we're not gonna use not even a quarter of that. And so we're gonna have a lot of apples for sale. So we want more people to get involved in growing the apples and using the apples, because I think that traditional ciders, heritage ciders, are a higher quality beverage product that you can get a higher price for, a retail price. It will help everyone, people looking to get into making a more traditional cider. They need more growers that are growing these apples. And the people that are growing these apples need more people that are willing to pay for these apples. So we can all work together and create basically a new industry, a new crop, a value-added crop here in this country that everybody can benefit from. And I'm really excited about making ciders and helping people rediscover just how good American cider can be. And the key to it is really the type of apples and the varieties that you use really make the difference in your ciders. And there's all kinds of different styles out there, but if you want to make a higher quality beverage that's more like champagne or fine wine, you're going to have to use traditional cider apples.
I think for sure it's the lack of definition, I think. Like, you know, that wine is very defined, and if you make Merlot, you've got standards to live up to. Whereas cider is still, there's no defined expectation yet, and it's still open to so much creativity. Do you
want to
add to that?
No, I mean, I completely agree. I think that's really part of what's really exciting about cider. I think a big thing that one of the things that we're really focusing on as a farm and as a cidery, we're expecting our first harvest this fall, and then to make our first commercial cider after that, is there isn't very much cider in North America, and in British Columbia in particular, that's being made with cider apples. And so we planted, I think, what is now one of the largest cider apple orchards in BC, that's 100% cider apples that are from varieties that have been grown for hundreds, if not thousands of years, specifically for the purpose of making cider. And so that, I think, is what gets me really excited about cider and the cider industry in general. I think like we're it's very much like we haven't entered the cider industry yet. We've done a lot of outreach to reach out to apple growers on the coast here and visited a lot of different cideries to see what they're doing and what works and kind of the invention of figuring it out, especially here on the coast. There isn't a good data set on what grows here, and how well it grows, and how can you grow it, and what kind of varieties you can get. And so I think that that's something that is really exciting, is that you have this kind of undefined product that we're hoping to make you can kind of shape into yourselves, but you also have this space to shape it into to something that I think we get really excited about, which is really really good cider that's crafted from the fruit that, that's been grown for that specific purpose. So I feel like I say this a lot, but it's the cider industry. I think what's really starting to change with it is people are really getting behind that idea that we should have purpose grown fruit for cider. And I think it's a big step. I mean, the wine industry in BC came a long ways from just, you know, cull grapes, eating table grapes, to making really, world-class wines. And I think the cider industry is starting to come that way, where it's leaving the cull dessert apple, area. And it's really entering into this, more defined, pretty exciting, place. And that's not to say that, that there's not a, an amazing place for modern dessert apples, modern ciders with a lot of different things. That's not necessarily our focus. I think a big part of what we're excited about the cider industry is the creativity that and room that it, it allows.
Well, it started off with the history and the stories behind the apples and the places that traditionally made cider, and it's something that I think is like an art form, growing these apples, picking the varieties, blending the apples together to get the end result that you're looking for. So it's a more of an artistic expression that really excites me about creating new blends of cider, working with new apples, and helping people rediscover all the finer points of cider through our ciders. And so that's really what motivates me, is helping people discover something new that they didn't know about, or expanding their appreciation of cider. And it just makes people fat happy when they get a product that they just absolutely love.
I think we're hoping to find a bigger community of like-minded folks and just hear other people's experiences, be able to share our experiences. If there's anybody who's just starting an orchard on Trellis, we have a lot of advice we could offer. But if there's people who are further into the growing and producing than we are super stoked to hear any advice we can get from them. So that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think it's just to try to get to know our local community, right? Our cider producing community. I think Pacific Northwest is a specific growing region unto itself, particularly the coastal sections. We've gone down and visited a couple cideries down in the States and talked with everybody on the island here and lower mainland in Fraser Valley, and as well as folks in the Okanagan and in the drier kind of interior areas. But I think really it's about expanding that community and getting to know what people are doing and how they're doing it, and what works here and what people who consume cider are looking for as well. I think that's a big part of what we're doing. We've kind of gone headlong into this project with the expectation and understanding that, like, and hope that people will buy our product. I'm convinced they will, or else we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. But I'd really love to hear from the rest of the cider community to see what their experiences are. I know that offering, quote unquote, traditional cider, I don't want to say traditional, because there's not a huge tradition where we are, right? But is can be a bit of a dicey proposition. Like, not everybody likes a funky, bitter, tannin-infused cider. And so I think really understanding how the market kind of will accept that and come to that will be something that I think we're interested to hear from other cider makers and cider producers.
So we went to the symposium last year and we had an absolute blast. So I love connecting with other cider makers and other industry people so that we can all work together, because it's very difficult in a growing industry, in a new industry like our industry is, to get the equipment, the materials, the knowledge, the contacts, the sources, all that stuff is very difficult to find. So the symposium really helps connect everybody together, and we can all work together, especially here in the Northwest. We've already got a great infrastructure for apple growing. And so we are poised to be the nation, and I think the world someday, in quality cider, heritage cider production. And I'm really excited about that. And I hope other people can see this vision that I have, because it can be something very big going forward into the next era of beverages here in this country, because I think we have something very special with these traditional cider apples, with these heirloom apples, and with a heritage style cider. And we want to get ahead of the rest of the nation and kind of form our networks and get everybody up to speed and help each other, so that Washington and the Northwest can become a leading cider region in the world, not just in volume, but in quality too.
And thank you so much, I mean, for sponsoring this and being part of the, you know, the cider community. I think it's a pretty exciting group of folks. And my experience so far with the cider community is that everybody's just really lovely. And they're all pretty willing to like put themselves out and offer anything and everything. So I appreciate juicing your company, helping out, supporting the symposium .
I just want to say thank you to the Northwest Cider Association and all the folks there that have worked for years and years to make this happen here in Washington, and all the sponsors that believe in us, the cider makers and growers here in the Northwest. And I really appreciate all the hard work that not just, you know, everybody has contributed. Other cideries have come before me, and other people have blazed the trail. And so I really appreciate everything that everybody has done here in the Northwest to create the Northwest Cider Association and put on this event and help us all connect and make a stronger community here in Washington in the Northwest.
We're big fans. We have big beliefs that a rising tide floats all boats. So I think it's you know, people, the more people that get excited about cider, all different types of cider, I think the better for everybody. And so, we're happy to be a part of it, and happy to learn, and happy to share. So.